Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, y'all. What y'all doing? This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast. Thank you for being a subscriber to TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Lindsay's here. TJ's wife, Jody, is here. Looking like an Easter vision.
Easter vision.
I love that
you
do. Color.
You got spring colors on.
It's kind of going more Barbie.
Well, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the Barbie movie?
Were
y'all
I did.
Did you like it?
I didn't really.
Mm-mm, it was weird.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, there were some parts where I was like, oh, that's cute, but... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love Margot Robbie, however you say her.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
I watched it, of course, alone. I was not going to watch it with you know who.
No.
He'd be like, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, he would think it's very feminine. I mean,
it was.
Yeah. It was almost too much for me.
Yeah.
And could you imagine what he would say?
Yeah. It was annoying.
He would not have
liked it. Oh, I was sitting there thinking, thank the Lord I did this without him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are shows that you choose to watch together. I think that's one of the greatest mm-hmm. things couples can do is like mm-hmm. enjoy entertainment together, but also having your own things that you like to enjoy separately.
Oh, yeah.
So what is like the couple show that you're like you only watch with Kyle?
I thought you were going to say, what does he watch without me? Because it's everything you would think. Yeah, Game of Thrones, all the worst. He's into stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm not. No. I'm not into fiction.
Me either.
You're not into fiction.
I know. Well, wait a second. Okay, let me rephrase.
You're not into fantasy.
Like fantasy.
Fantasy. Yeah. Aliens, mm-hmm. things that can't happen. Mm-hmm. But a show we just watched that I did like that I normally wouldn't love. If you got me to describe it, you'd be like, you like that, but it was good. Paradise.
Okay, well, I've been wanting to watch that.
Yeah, and I want him to watch it. It's good.
So we would probably like it.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Can it really happen? No. And typically, I don't like stuff like that, but it's good.
Okay. Is it sci-fi? It's not sci-fi.
No, it's...
It's about the president, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
Not our president, but it's about a guy that's the president. Yeah. I know. He is hot.
He is hot. Uh-huh. I have a friend, and you know this person, that got that hot president's number.
What?
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
I know. We're like...
I'll look it up. You go ahead.
Yeah. I can't
think. He's been in a lot of other stuff.
Now... I'm not going to say this was super recent. He might be married. I don't want to start anything.
James Marsden.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him if you don't know the name.
He's been in several things.
Yeah. You know what he also is in is Dead to Me with Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I saw him in. I love that show.
That was a good show. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, got his nut and I was so jealous. I'm like, what?
How'd she do that?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Using her hoe tactics.
Yeah. Yeah, you ho.
You
got a number from a hot actor. A couple of them, right?
Yeah. Joe Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello.
Lindsay, you ho.
I'm a ho. What made me not so ho-ish, and now I wish I would have been more of a ho, is that I was dating someone at the time that obviously, in hindsight, I should have given Joe a chance.
Really, though?
Mm. I mean, maybe just for fun.
Yeah.
Because that one didn't work out, that ex.
But is Joe, is he smart?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't.
She care. She don't care about.
No, I didn't care when I was 24.
No.
No.
He married Sofia Vergara.
And then they divorced.
Yeah. But I guess I regret some of that. I could have at least gone out with him for a free meal.
I agree. You should have gone out with him.
Yeah, but I was loyal to a fault to that guy.
That's good.
Is it? Because he wanted me. Come to find out. But anyway, you know.
So Paradise is good. I've heard really good things about that show.
I want to watch that.
And I love the main character. He's in This Is Us.
Yes, I love him too.
He's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name either. Mm-hmm.
And what's the show you only watch with your husband, TJ?
Well, you know, we just finished Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, I heard you were really bummed out that ended.
I hate that. Yeah.
See you.
See you.
But now we've been watching White Lotus.
Okay.
season three. Yeah.
See, and I heard not to invest in that. What do you think?
Oh, I like White Lotus.
You do?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
But I like it.
Okay.
And then what else are we watching? Oh, that show with Kate Hudson.
We're watching that too, Running Point.
Oh, it's cute.
I thought it was good. Yeah, I was talking about it on the show.
So cute.
It's kind of just a mindless, kind of cute show.
Super cute.
And TJ told me the guy that you think is hot, and he is hot in Running Point, the basketball player.
Oh, honey.
And he's from England. Did we decide?
Oh, wow. He is. And he dresses so nice on there.
TJ said he was going to sleep the other night, and he said, so I just had to watch something, you know, mindless to lull myself into sleep. I watched a show called Cruise Ship Killers. I went, oh my God.
He's so sick. I'll go in there at night. He's already been to bed, right? Uh-huh. So it just, the TV's on, and it'll be like, Mind of a Psychopath. I'm like, you freak? No wonder you're so grumpy and weird.
And you the fact that it lulls him to sleep is the biggest issue.
It's sicko.
Yeah.
Sick.
Well, I mean, different strokes. I mean, I don't know.
Mind of a psychopath.
It does seem a little intense, to sort of unwind after the day. It's like, you know, real life murders.
I can't do that. I will have nightmares.
Yeah. I've often thought he's in the wrong industry. Now, he's great at what he does here, but also, I think his calling was like criminal investigator.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why he didn't take that path.
No, he loves that stuff.
Too much schooling, probably.
He can't focus on that, on the books.
Mm-hmm. But do you have to get, I mean... I don't know. It shows they just pop right in. They're like, I'm good at this. I don't know, but he'd be good at it. He watches it enough.
He would be good at it.
Yeah. He's good. He can read people's intentions really quickly. He probably would be excellent at that.
I wouldn't want him on my case if I was a criminal.
No. Uh-uh. No, you don't want him getting in your mind and digging around. No, because like
I'd fall like a lab, fall like a land chair, lawn chair, whatever the word is. I'd be like, I did it. Okay.
Fold like a lawn chair.
Fold like a lawn chair.
Yeah. Fold like a lawn chair. Yeah. Something.
Not fall.
No, I think that would be a great job for him. Yeah. And he would love it.
He would love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is a show that you only watch by yourself? Like, you know, Kyle wouldn't be into.
Oh, Sweet Magnolias. Did you watch that?
Mm-mm.
It's good. Any reality. He's not a fan of any reality.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
He did kind of like Below Deck because he liked to see
Below Deck is good.
Where they were going or whatever, but that was about it. The drama, he's like, this is dumb. You're watching it.
He's not a Vanderpump Rules guy.
I love that show. Yeah, it's so good. He doesn't give it a chance. I'm like, give it a chance. Understood.
I mean, it's kind of girly.
Yeah. But yet you're watching Baywatch and let me tell you what he does. And this is not a joke.
Baywatch.
When you turn on a Samsung TV, do you have Samsung?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'll just pop up like the Baywatch or whatever.
Yeah.
I walked in the other day to his office and he's got to have like noise in the background when he's working. And it's Baywatch, but he's going, staring right at it.
And I'm like, you're kidding.
Are you invested in this? He's like, hang on. Tiffany's got an eating disorder and they're about to blow her cover. And I'm like, you're kidding.
That's hysterical.
It's so true. I could not. And he'll admit it. He's like, yeah, I've watched Baywatch.
Are these the old episodes?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And he likes, and I quote, he likes the Hawaii Baywatch better than the regular. And he'll tell you. He'll be like, that was Yasmin's time.
Yasmin Bleak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's so pretty.
You want to talk about a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, I love Baywatch, but I was also nine.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, shh, wait. She's got an eating disorder, and they're about to blow her cover. I swear to God, he said that. Are you kidding? What are you talking? Don't put the hand to me.
Not now. It's getting good.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I mean, yeah, it's wild.
I just turn my shows off that I'm watching when he comes around.
Yeah.
Like, I'll turn it off. Like, I've been watching Younger on Netflix.
I love that.
So I'm in season 7, finishing it up. And as soon as I hear him coming down the step, it's like he has a radar on me too. Like, like I don't see him for hours, and then I turn it on and hear go.
Yeah.
It's like, so I turn it off, and he goes, "You can leave it on. It's not going to bother me." And I'm like, "Mm-hmm," because you're going to sit back there and you're going to say stuff, and I don't want to hear it. I need to watch it in peace.
That's a good show too.
It's fantastic. But he would be going, "Oh yeah, of course the woman's in charge."
Yeah. This feminist.
So I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
You know, there's a political alternative they're doing in the show.
Of course the woman is the one that's the.
yeah.
Are there any dudes in the show?
There's an agenda here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh my God, let me just watch my 30 minutes of Happy.
Like, no, they're just going to eat. And what's the agenda? What's the agenda?
And I think I did yell at him one time. I was like, no, actually, the whole thing is because they wouldn't hire her because she was 40. Yeah. So she had to like act like she was 25.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She wouldn't get down to talking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to get in a fight with you ever younger.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not Hillary Duffin, for God's sakes. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Who is a doll? Lainey was obsessed with her growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, she loved her. She even met her. Like,
Oh, she did?
Oh, and she met Miley Cyrus, too. Lainey's lived a good life.
She sure has.
Some opportunities.
Yeah. That is a good show, though. And both of the guys are, I couldn't decide between them because I thought they were both cute.
Okay, yeah, me too, but I'm about the younger one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you'll see. Yeah. When I was on the show 10 years ago, I endorsed that show when it came out.
You did?
Yes, and I didn't. I don't want to say this. Can I say this now? I didn't really watch it. I just like talked about it and said it's really good.
Yeah.
Because now I love it.
I love it.
It's the best show. I've watched it twice through. But then I was younger, no pun intended. Yeah. And it just didn't appeal to me. And now it's really good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
When I left over Christmas, my dad was going to go play golf and I was leaving for the house. My mom said, I'm going to pack you up with your stuff. And when you leave and your father's gone, I just want to sit here on the couch in silence and eat Christmas cookies and watch Virgin River.
I love Virgin River.
She's way into that
good
show.
Good one. Same.
I got to go live by your mom. We would be best friends.
You would.
I was like, Jody wants to learn how to play Mahjong. She goes, oh, give her my number. We would love to have
I want to learn to play too.
I don't know. It's like a tile game, but all the women.
All my friends play it. I thought it was like an older woman thing. No, the younger people are doing it.
It's hip right now. It's hip. And they make the prettiest sets.
For $120.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Like diamonds and...
I want your mom to teach me.
I do too.
Yeah, she would love that. Yeah, it's very girly, but...
Although somebody gave me a pamphlet of the rules.
I know.
There's like six different situations that could happen. And I'm like, whoa.
We should go have his mom teach
us. We should.
What happened last time, apparently one of the women, it was like Wednesday at 2 p.m. It lasted, I don't know, an hour or so. One woman got so drunk that she stole my mom's phone and walked out. My mom was like, I didn't know where my phone was. So I looked, had to find it on my iPad and it was down at the neighbor's house. And the woman put it in a wine bottle box and just like took it out with her. She was like, yeah, she like stole my phone. And I had to go get it because she got so drunk.
That's
in the middle
hilarious.
Of Wednesday.
So like they're just having toddies playing Mahjong.
Cocktails and somebody brings snack. You know,
I love that. We should go.
We're moving. That's it.
We're going.
So I am moving there.
Let's set up something where me and Jody learn from your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd probably love that.
Does your mom drink?
Not really, no.
No, just like a sip here and there.
Yeah, yeah. She likes collecting her wine for like, I was like, how do you pick them out for other people? And she's like, I just pick the pretty labels.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I love that.
She's not a drinker, but they pop bottles over there. I know that for sure.
I'd be popping some bottles. Depending on the time of day. If it's near nap time, probably
I can't
not.
Pop a bottle, they learn a Mahjong.
No, yeah, I got a
serious business.
I know it is.
I think so. So well, we got something to look forward to. Well, thank you both for helping
thank
me out
you.
Today. This was a lot of fun. But TJ, we'll be back tomorrow, but thank you for being a member and a subscriber.
I'm just kidding.
Unless y'all want me.
Don't ask that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Kinsho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium, non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.